We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA Athletics.
Open, three ball, you bet! Jake Kyman hit it!
Knocks it inside the
hill with a two-hand.
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
The wins keep stacking up as UCLA is out to their best start in the conference in 26 years. Yeah, and this week, UCLA basketball inside the top 25 of the Associated Press, sitting at 24. I think this broadcast crew also needs to be ranked. Welcome into the Bruin Insider Show for UCLA basketball legend and former NBA star Tracy Murray alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. Follow all of us on social media. It is in your best interest because we talk everything UCLA. Tracy is on Twitter. His handle @Tracy, @RealTracyMurray. Nick, N-K-O-O-P, and I'm at Brian Fenley. Over the next hour of this program, we've got a whole lot to pack in, including reviewing the latest wins, which came last week, including a beatdown against Washington State by 30 points, and then a win that was a lot closer than expected at home on Saturday against Washington. And then from there, we're also going to look at other storylines that have percolated from this team, and then we'll bounce ahead and see what's in front of us with Cal and Stanford and why the Bears really are struggling and what's led to that. Also, who's been dominant this season for the Bruins? Cody Riley, he will join us. What's an element of his game that he's so good at that nobody's talking about? We'll get into that with him. And then, Nick, We also have the UCLA gymnastics season about to begin, and head coach Chris Waller will join us to preview that year.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to both Cody and Chris. For Cody, he's been playing so well these last few weeks. He's going to tell us how he's made a leap this season, including the role meditation has played in that improvement for him. And then for Chris Waller and the gymnastics team, they're getting ready to start the season just a few days. The schedule has not been officially released yet. They're still tinkering with it, but we have all the information about the upcoming meet on Saturday, and we will tell you about that later on.
Yeah, who would have thought the Bruin Insider Show has some breaking news, some revealing elements to present to everybody when it relates to the gymnastics team. But first coming up, Tracy Murray scheduled to join us, and we're going to look at the win over the weekend against the Washington Huskies, who nearly beat the Bruins. How did UCLA, though, stomach the courage to come back and win? And a more broad question, why is this UCLA team playing so well in late game situations? These will all be discussed. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Well, on paper, UCLA basketball should have beaten Washington last weekend by dozens and dozens of points. But the final score, UCLA surviving, escaping with a win, 81-76 over the Huskies. And we hope to have Tracy Murray with us in just a moment. Nick Cope is with me. I'm Brian Fenley. And we're going to spotlight this game against the Huskies here in this segment. And this Washington team played nothing like a squad that had only one win to their season, that had losses to the likes of UC Riverside. In fact, they had a 10-point lead against UCLA at the half, and then a fiery speech from Mick Cronin where he stressed taking pride on defense and being more connected offensively seemed to vault the Bruins in the right direction, Nick, because right out of the half, UCLA comes up with six straight stops. They end up taking a lead, but Washington never goes away until an 8-0 run late under 4 minutes to go in the second half. You had Cody Riley, Tiger Campbell with buckets, and even Jaime Jaquez breaking down the defense and throwing down an emphatic slam. This team in UCLA, Nick, continues to win ball games, albeit close margins, and perhaps they should have won by a lot more, but we're happy with the win.
Yeah, I mean, they look at the differential of these games. You had 5 points against Washington, 5 against Arizona. ASU was close, Colorado, Utah was a 3-point game. And so it is great to see that UCLA is able to emerge victorious in these games. But give Washington some credit. They came out strong. They played really well, knocking down their threes. The flip side of that is, and Mick Cronin touched on this postgame, is when you don't bring that intensity on the defensive side from the start, and guys like Quade Green, Eric Stevenson, they get that 3-pointer to go down on the first time, and that just helps a team, especially one like Washington, who is struggling this year. They're now just 1-11 on the season. But you saw when their shots are going down, they have some speed, and that created some issues for the Bruins. But in that second half, able to put enough runs together. Another thing that really helped, too, that didn't get touched on much, and we really don't touch on a whole lot this season, but UCLA was able to draw fouls early. They got into the bonus with a ton of time left in the second half, and they have been shooting their free throws very, very well over the last few weeks. So all in all, you take it, you wipe your forehead and move on to the next game. But like to see the Bruins start a game strong defensively and not let a team like Washington, who's so hungry for a victory, to feel so confident at the beginning. That's what's dangerous and not something you want to do, especially when you're at home.
Speaking of good free throw shooting, Cody Riley has been the author of that. And we're going to have him on the program a little bit later on in the hour here on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope, Tracy Murray. I'm Brian Fenley. And of course, we hope to get Tracy on the line with us as soon as possible. But like you brought up, Nick, Riley using meditation to help with his free throw shooting, and we'll get into that later on. But back to this Washington game in an 81-76 victory for UCLA. Let's not forget what Jules Bernard did. We talked about intensity on the defensive end. Bernard bailed this team out on the offensive end so many different times. 15 of his 20 points in the second half. This guy's got really nice range, and it seemed at times when the shot clock was waning and the Bruins needed some sort of jolt offensively that it was Bernard canning a three, even with a hand in his face. And Mick Cronin brought up a fascinating point after the game, and he credited Bernard and gave him a lot of compliments and said he is the most physical player, toughest guy on his team. Says if there's a ball on the floor, you better believe that Jules Bernard's going to be there and get after it. And he's a great rebounder as well, talked about his work ethic in practice and how he's always one of the last guys to leave the gym working on his shot. Because I think, Nick, when we look at a guy like Jules Bernard, so talented coming out of high school, but still raw, right? There were times where he played a little bit out of control. Like he was thinking 4 steps ahead of himself, and that would create a turnover or a travel. Now he seems to be playing in a better headspace, making stronger decisions. His jump shot and his variance as far as his offensive repertoire is so much more pronounced. And so there's so much to his game that we like and we will continue to see moving forward.
Yeah, for Trace, it's been – oh, go ahead, Brian.
Oh, I was going to say, Nick, you go, and then we also wanted to welcome in Tracy Murray as well.
Yeah, Tracy, we were talking about Jules Bernard and the game he had, 20 points, 15 in the second half, and how he's really grown into be a steady, dependable player. We knew he had it on the defensive side, Tracy, but now we're starting to see it on the offensive end. I know there was one shot there late along the baseline where he had 2 or 3 guys on him that you didn't like, but otherwise in the second half, he was playing very well. And what do you make of how he has become a dependable guy on this team?
Well, I love what Jules Bernard's been doing lately. He's been he's showing improvement. He's showing that that he's starting to be more patient, have a little bit of poise. He knows when to go, when to include somebody else. Defensively, he's always a mainstay there. Yeah, he's going to revert back every now and then because when he feels like he has it going, he's going to take a tough one. We all look at his players, but I like consistently what he's bringing to the table every night.
Tracy, the one question I had for you as it relates to this Washington game is it might seem like a footnote on the stat sheet, but I thought this was really telling. Late in the game, it was a 3-point advantage for UCLA, I think 77-74, under a minute to go in the second half. And Washington had the basketball with a chance to tie this game. They were a pesky team, I should say. They never seemed to go away. And Mick Cronin brings in Jalen Clark to guard Eric Stevenson, who had been hitting threes in the first half and was set to try to tie this game from distance. The fact that Mick Cronin had the confidence in Jalen Clark to bring the freshman in at such a game-defining moment, what does that say about Clark, what he can do on defense, and obviously the confidence that Coach Cronin has in the phenom freshman?
Well, honestly, it was a no-brainer to bring Jalen Clark in on that last play because he's the best defender. I don't care who you put up on this team and you talk about their defense. Jalen Clark is the best defender on the team. You had to bring him in at that time. It don't matter if you're a freshman or not. He's a solid defender. He knows how to get up in your space and play D without fouling. So you needed that, especially on Stevenson, who is a guy that can shoot the basketball from distance. So you needed somebody that was going to stay in front of him, stay down on ball fake, and get a hand up.
Tracy, Washington scored 76 points in that game. It was the best point total that they have put up this season. And what else you don't like to see, Washington shooting 52% from the floor, 43% from deep. Both of those are the best marks by a Bruin opponent this season. We saw stretches where UCLA would buckle down defensively in that second half, 10-0, 8-0 runs. But Washington would find a way to steady the ship. Obviously, the Bruin defensive effort was not consistent enough in that game. How much credit do you give to Washington, though, for coming out and having its best shooting game?
You give them credit because they knew how to attack the weak defenders. Every time, like, Kwadi Green had an advantage on Tiger Campbell, so he attacked him the whole game. Then whoever had Kyman or Juzang on him, they got aggressive and they went to work. So they were picking on the weaker defenders. And there was a great game plan by Washington. And then also, you got to credit the Washington zone. That was the first time the Bruins played against a zone the whole game. And that type of zone that Syracuse played, Washington, because Hopkins went to Syracuse, coached it for years, that zone defense with long athletic players, it's hard to score against.
I think we're going to take a break there, Tracy. Anyway, we're going to talk about the Washington State game. So continue talking about the Bruins' 30-point win when we come back. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey UCLA fans, have you heard what the helpful SoCal Honda dealers have been up to lately? Recently, they've been helping healthcare workers by donating over 15,000 face shields to hospitals and service to frontline hospital workers Honda for free. But since everybody can use a little extra help these days, they've been volunteering at food banks around Southern California to feed those most in need and even paid rent for people struggling during these hard times. And now that SoCal is back to school remotely, the helpful Honda people gave new laptops to all six kids in a family that had been trying to do schoolwork on a single phone. And they can help you, too, with great deals on award-winning Hondas. To check out their deals, stop by your nearest Honda dealer or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. And to request your own random act of helpfulness, follow the SoCal Honda Dealers on Facebook.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Unlike UCLA's slim win against Washington on Saturday, you go back to Thursday, and there was really no drama in a Bruin 30-point W against Washington State, as the Cougars have now fallen at Pauley 10 straight times. As you welcome the crew back in, for Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. This was a game against the Cougs where UCLA never trailed. Their offense shot 54% from the field. They scored 54 points in the first half, by the way, and that's the most points in a half that a UCLA coach Mick Cronin squad has had. Five guys scoring in double figures for UCLA, including Johnny Juzang, 17 points to lead the way. What did you like about the way he was able to attack gaps, find his shot, and carry the offense to a dominant win?
Well, I it was time, you know, because everybody was waiting. Everybody kept making up different reasons why he wasn't performing. And against Washington State, and they were coming in as a problem, you know, somebody to pay attention to, and 9-2. And he really stepped his level up that game and really shot the ball, him and Jake Tyman. And it was kind of a coming-out party for both.
Tiger Campbell in that game had 16 points, 6 assists. And Tracy, I feel like over these last couple weeks, we've really seen him kind of settle into this season and learn what he has to do with this team. And I feel like around the conference, he doesn't get enough credit for how good he is as being one of the top point guards in the conference. We always hear about guys like McKinley Wright, Remy Martin. I feel like Tiger Campbell, I know that first half against Washington wasn't great, but he came back strong in that second half. Doesn't Tiger Campbell deserve to be mentioned up with those guys as some of the best point guards in the Pac-12?
Absolutely. I mean, Tiger Campbell is starting to show his worth in what he's bringing to the table. And also, he's stepping up in a major way because Chris Smith is not there. Now the ball's always been in his hands, but it's now in his hands to be more aggressive, to do more things and create more plays with the basketball. He has the green light to score the basketball. His scoring is going up. Yes, his assist is going down a little bit, but he is needed to score and make more plays. And sometimes he's getting hockey assists because he's making plays, kicking it out to somebody, and it might be Juzang or Tyman, and they're running out there extremely fast, and they're in the extra pass to a Bernard or somebody else in the corner, which knocks down a shot. So he's still creating offense, whether it's through a direct assist or a hockey assist.
Another thing I wanted to get your thoughts on is now that the Bruins have started out 7-0, what's it like playing with a target on your back? And I know that every time someone comes into Pauley, the Bruins always have that target on their back, but now they're going to enter into a stretch here going against the Cal team, who's hungry for a win. Stanford wants to right the ship after a bad weekend in the Mountain Schools. What's it like playing with that target on your back as a Bruin?
It's no different. That's what you come to UCLA for. You have a target on your back and chest as soon as you put on that uniform. So it's no different that they're 7-0, that they're going to have a target on their back. You go to UCLA, North Carolina, Kentucky, Duke, Arizona, these type of schools, Kansas, you're going to have a target on your back, and everybody's going to play their best games against you. So it's no different because they're 7-0. They just got to come out and continue to play the way they're playing at a high level offensively, and the defense must improve.
Tracy, the one question I have is just as it relates to Washington State really quickly, and even Washington, is with the 6-game winning streak that UCLA has, it sometimes can mask some of the things you need to work on. We mentioned Tiger right. Campbell, how well he's playing on the offensive end, but what about how he is on defense? I look at some guards like Aquade Green had 25 points for UW, and then even Isaac Bonton, the star guard for Washington State, with 23. So how do we limit those guys on the perimeter from going off against us?
Well, if you look at a McKinley Wright, he's not an explosive scorer like Bonton or Aquade Green. Those guys can go for big numbers. They have a different type of athleticism. They're shifty. And Tiger Campbell struggles defensively against those type of guys because he doesn't have the athleticism that they have or the quickness or the strength. So that's where he struggles. and what's going to have to happen is he's going to have to give him a little bit more space and maybe use his brain a little bit more on, you know, because he knows the scouting report. He knows which way guys like going, which way maybe their weak hand. He's going to have to force people to places where they're uncomfortable on the floor and rely on his help. And that's where Johnny Juzang and Jake Kyman, who are also weak defenders, they're going to have to be on a string defensively helping guys like Tiger Campbell so they can get help once they rotate. They have to believe in the defensive system so much, you know, and also tighten up individually. But they really have to really concentrate on the rotation and the defensive system that Coach Cronin has put in.
Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield IMG College. We will talk Bruins and Bears next.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice. Keys, 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 all across the lake.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Top of the key, Picnic Diva, the official communications partner of the Pac-12. We're connecting champions on the field and in the office.
That's three from downtown.
Next Diva provides cloud phone service to hundreds of thousands of companies, helping great teams communicate and collaborate. See why Next Diva was rated the number one overall business phone service by U.S. News. Connect your champions today. Visit nextdiva.com. That's NextDiva.com.
That's a buzzer beater. Game over.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Tracy, let's get right to Cal. What do you think about this Bears team, Bruins versus Bears, on Thursday?
Well, it's the same situation as playing Washington. You know, they're hungry for a win. You got guys on that team that have pride. There's always like a little mini rivalry with Cal because, you know, both got the pretty much the same fight song, the same colors. You know, they're UC schools. So there's always a rivalry there. They're going to be fired up to play. So the Bruins are going to have to come out and attack them early like they did Washington State.
Of course, these teams already played back in December, a 20-point win for the Bruins. This will be a different-looking game, though, because the two best players for each team played in that game, and they're likely not going to be available. We know Chris Smith, of course, tore his ACL and won't be available for sure. He had a game-high 21 points in that game. But for Cal, Matt Bradley's their leading scorer at about 17 points per game. He hasn't played in a few weeks after tweaking his left ankle, unsure if he'll be able to go on Thursday. Tracy, as we turn to Saturday now, this is the really intriguing game to me. They'll be playing Stanford 2 o'clock Saturday in Santa Cruz. Stanford still playing at the home of the G League Warriors team, not able to play on campus. The Cardinal were looking really strong going into last weekend, Tracy, and then they lose by double digits to Utah and Colorado on the road. They're now at 4-3 in Pac-12 play, and now you look at their losses. I mentioned the double-digit ones. They also lost by 17 to Oregon. What do you make of Stanford, contender or maybe pretender here in the Pac-12?
Well, I think they're still a solid team. They have a solid coaching staff. They have a very good freshman with Dyer Williams. And it, I mean, the thing about them is that was on the road last week. And most young teams struggle on the road. Young talent struggles. They struggle on the road. The experience are the teams that win on the road. So they're going to be at home. It's not their home team, but that's been their home for a while now, that the G League, Golden State Warriors G League gym. So they're at home in a sense. The Bruins have to come in there with a warrior mentality and take control of that game immediately, as soon as this happens. If they can do that, then and control the game from there, then they'll be okay.
Tracy, as far as Stanford moving forward to this upcoming weekend, they lead the conference in turnovers. They're not a three-point shooting team. Two straight losses. Oscar Da Silva leads the conference in scoring, though. They also have a fabulous freshman in Zaire Williams. Da Silva and Williams, what sort of stress can they put on this UCLA defense?
Well, I mean, they can put a lot of stress on them because you got two tall wings who are versatile and can shoot from the outside, can put the ball on the deck, and they're athletic, can score, can rim protect. So you have two very good players there. But I think the key is having Dejon Davis back. Having him at the point guard, it can take a little bit of stress off of them handling the basketball. So, you know, you have to really pay attention to what he brings to the table. And he can make it easier on them to score the basketball because now you have a playmaker.
Yeah, Tracy, you said exactly what I was going to bring up. Dejon Davis missed about a month before he returned last weekend. Let's hone in on Oscar Da Silva, though, real quick, because this guy is playing on a mission. He's a candidate for Conference Player of the Year with the way he's been putting up 19-7 per game. How do you think Cody Riley and Jalen Hill match up against him? Because even in losing efforts, Da Silva has had some monster games this season.
I think you're going to have to put somebody smaller on Da Silva because he's not really a post player. He can shoot the three-point shot. He can come out there and make plays. He's a typical overseas player, a big that likes to face up and make plays facing the basket. So, and he's a threat all the way out to 25 feet. So when you look at Da Silva, you're going to have to put a wing player, somebody smaller on him that can move their feet, get up underneath him, and make him a little uncomfortable. Making plays and shooting the basketball.
A threat from 25 feet, that seems a lot like Tracy Murray in his basketball playing days. Tracy, thanks so much for your insight. Hopefully we'll talk to you next week with two more wins, and we will hear you on the radio on Thursday, starting up with that game against the Bears at 6 p.m. tip time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy. Coming up, UCLA gymnastics coach Chris Waller joins us to preview the season. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Robert De Niro's a grandpa you don't want to mess with. Rent The War with Grandpa, now available at Redbox. When a widowed grandpa comes to visit, he takes over his grandson Peter's prized possession, his bedroom. Peter launches a campaign of pranks he thinks will help him win his room back, but Grandpa proves to be much sharper than the prankster Peter. And soon, all-out war ensues. Watch The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
The national power that is UCLA gymnastics starts up its season in less than a week, and head coach Chris Waller joins us to preview the upcoming year. Chris, we are closing in on the start of the gymnastics season. It is happening this weekend. You must be stoked, and certainly so much went into making this season possible. How are you right now foreseeing the way this season is going to go for the team you have?
Well, first of all, yeah, I'm unbelievably happy that we have a season ahead of us, and, you know, tons of props to UCLA, our medical staff, and our institution, the Pac-12, for helping us get here. I know it's been super hard and it's been challenging on everybody. And I really respect the fact that our institution at large values athletics. I see athletics is an important part of our culture, and it's a way for us to, you know, it's not just entertainment, but it's a way for us to inspire youth and inspire people to be, you know, live just a little bit better. And it's something that we talked quite a bit about in the fall as we got going, that, you know, we should be grateful that we get the opportunity to be here. But also that it is just a game, but at the same time, it's about us as people and what our character's about, that hopefully helps, you know, lead people around us in a little bit more positive direction. So yeah, incredibly thankful for the opportunity. In terms of what we're looking at, well, wow, never been through anything like this. You know, normally we start training most of the team August 1st. After 6 months off, we got going August or October 12th. Bottom line is everybody's getting excited to compete. It's a crunch time that we've never experienced before. We've got to adjust our game a little bit so that we can go out and ultimately, you know, stay healthy in the first competition and just get better and better and better throughout the season. That's going to be the key. It's going to be about growth during the season, both individually and as a team.
How have you and your staff talked about your approach to this season? Is it, hey, we need to treat this like any other year, or do you embrace and lean into the unique nature of things?
We are leaning into the unique nature. I mean, we live in a bubble, but we don't live in a bubble, right? I mean, even though we get tested and all that, and we're living on campus, it's just very different. And you can't deny that. And all of us feel it. Our student athletes feel that. What we've really been focusing on is making sure that we use this year, whatever it brings, as an opportunity for growth individually and as a program. And, you know, we can control that whether or not we have a competition or not. And we can invest in each other as a family, as a group, to help each other like grow and thrive, whether or not our first meet is a 198 or a 196. And so the focus has been a lot on that. Of course, the counterbalance to that is just the competitiveness, because, you know, of course, we all want to get out there and win and have the best meet ever on the first competition and just go. And, you know, that's quite possible. We can put it all together. The reality is what we need to do is focus on what we can control. Focus on investing in our team and our culture and each other growing throughout the season. I will share with you this. Our floor routines are insane. Again, they're so good. The choreography is, I mean, off the charts. Like, I cannot wait to unveil the choreography. It's going to be incredible. Like I said, first meet, you know, with enough adrenaline, it'll be lights out and we'll be getting 9s and 10s, but we'll see how it goes. But the choreography is going to be there. Also excited, quite frankly, about our pre-meet video. You guys are going to love it. Groundbreaking stuff. It was born out of a passion project with Deanna Hong, and her creative team included BJ Doss and V Valentina, a troop of three women. And the concept is really cool, and it reflects our times in terms of being in COVID, not being able to film anything around anybody else. And I can't wait for you guys to see it.
We can't wait to see it as well. We're hanging out with Chris Waller, UCLA gymnastics coach, with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. As far as you hit upon a lot of the expected things that you know are going to happen with this team, what are some of the more trivial things that you think you'll find out more about as the season progresses?
Oh, gosh. That's an interesting question. Nothing seems trivial right now.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a great thing.
Everything seems important. Like, yeah, honestly, we've come to just have, you know, we have kind of a microscope on everything that we're doing because it has a big impact. It has a big impact on the mental health of our student athletes and the well-being of our team, and every decision we make, you know, has an impact. So yeah, nothing seems trivial. I mean, it's not trivial, but you know, the fun stuff we do in terms of like our blue versus gold challenges. Well, yeah, those are happening. But if I called those trivial, you know, the blue and gold teams would be pretty mad about that, because you know, you get a bunch of competitors together doing a dance contest on a gymnastics team, and that's serious business, and the judges better have it right.
You have such a creative program. We know and see the floor routines, the things you do on social media. How has that creativity come out in these last few months as you gear up for the season?
So, I mean, it's been a long, you know, 10 months to arrive at this point, and it's been a big arc of different things that we've done. And in terms of initially, you know, we were investing a lot at the beginning of quarantine back in, you know, April, May, June, in expanding our own knowledge about the world and racial inequity and doing book clubs and that sort of thing. And then, you know, as we got closer to report date, the realities of COVID kind of smacked us in the face a bit stronger. As you know, we were expected to be back on campus August, then the 15th, and then the 1st of September. And those dates kept getting pushed back. And, you know, those were sucker punches that were difficult for all of us to work through. And I think in the fall, what we did is we built a team of trust and understanding that we don't feel everything like you do, but we get that we're all going through it. And it's tough, and we're going through this. And I feel like once we got to a point of understanding each other and trusting each other, we were able to pivot the team into a direction of, okay, you know what? Let's sink our teeth into what we can do athletically this season, because we all just got better at adapting. You know, we're having a workout tomorrow. Oh, we're not having a workout tomorrow. You know, we're going to have a 3-day break for Thanksgiving. Wait a minute, we're going to have. And so just adapting over and over and over again, our team has become much more resilient. And so since we've gotten able to move past that, now we're at the business of building the culture of the team and being an athletics program that's going to shine as bright as we possibly can.
So skilled in so many different areas. Chris Waller, excited about you and your gymnasts in launching this season coming up this weekend. Thanks again for joining. Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show.
Thanks for having me, guys. See you again soon.
All right, so the first meet, Brian, it's coming up on Saturday, 2 o'clock against ASU. It's going to be televised on the Pac-12 Network. The team will be doing its usual pre-meet warm-ups on Instagram Live as well, so everyone can participate with them there. And as you heard from Chris Waller in that interview, he's very bullish on the floor routines this year from the Bruins. And given the history of UCLA's floor routines, I think that's saying something.
Yeah, Nick, and from one team that dominates on the floor routine to a player on the UCLA basketball team that seems to be the go-to routine when you need a bucket in crunch time, and Cody Riley. Riley is going to join us next, and how he uses meditation to help him as far as his competitive edge. Plus, what is one thing about his game that he's so good at that the general public just are not seeing? He will discuss this too. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Cody Riley is a walking double-double, had 22 points the other night against Arizona State. He is a beast inside and is known to continue to wrangle rebounds. He joins us now on the Bruin Insider Show. Cody, you have been such a consistent arm to the offense. When the team is in need, they go to you to get a bucket down the stretch. We've seen that constantly this season. But what about your screen setting abilities? Because I look at that as something that's really been advantageous to the vitality of the offense. How big of an impact has it been for you to set those screens and get your other teammates involved offensively?
It's extremely important for our offense. You know, it's kind of what gets things going, what gets the defense out of cahoots. You know, when I screen a man and the big man has to help on the point guard coming off, or has to guard a guard coming downhill. You know, the backside has to help me rotating, rolling to the basket. So it creates a lot of options for the offense and kind of what gets us going. With the team, we got a lot of players that can shoot, dribble, and pass. So we're a very skilled team.
And it's been cool to see the balanced contributions that you guys have been getting and seeing different guys have big games like Jules on Saturday, your game against ASU, or Tiger against Arizona. How much fun are you guys having playing basketball right now?
Oh, yeah, it's a blast. It's a blast. Since I've been here, it's definitely the most fun. Winning is fun, to be honest. So, and it's great to just have a team full of guys that you count on that are skilled. So every game, it might be a different matchup that we're going to try to attack. So that's the fun part. We're hard to scout, hard to guard, and hopefully we can keep it going.
What's stopping this team from winning more games more handedly? You guys are winning,
But the fact is, maybe it would be something that you're aiming towards is winning more convincingly. What do you think could lead to that happening more often?
Definitely, I feel like our defense this year could be better. I feel like last year, towards the end of the season, we're better defensively as far as rotations and just holding our opponents to a lower score at the end of the game. But this year, at flip-flop, we've been playing well on the offensive side. So, but on the other side, we've been letting the team score a lot of points. So I feel like for us to take that next step to be dominating teams, we'll really have to get after defensive side.
And with the offensive merging, we've seen you be really consistent, especially over the last few weeks, having your best season at UCLA, scoring, shooting percentages, rebounding. What's helped you take another step as a basketball player this year?
I feel like it's just been patience, you know, adjusting to the style of college basketball, the conditioning of college basketball. And with that time, being patient, just working on my mindset, you know, a lot of off the court stuff as far as meditating, stretching, foam rolling, the small stuff that makes a difference if you do it consistently.
We're talking to Cody Riley, UCLA basketball star, on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. How about a moment, Cody, when Coach got into you at practice that you remember vividly, and it was a moment for you where something clicked and you've never been the same player since, in a good way, where Coach really hammered something into you at practice and you've run with it and it's really changed the way you've played?
I feel like the biggest thing for me is, you know, Coach Savino being the big man coach, constantly harping on the big man to get to the weak side for rebound. I feel like that's where I really improved in my game is rebounding and getting better and better at reading where the ball is going to come off and then just making sure I get to that weak side, swimming or doing whatever techniques I need to do to get in that rebounding position for our team. Yeah, I feel like it's just the consistent harp on that that's helped me improve for our team.
I want to go back to the meditation thing that you brought up, because we've seen your free throw shooting really improved. It began at the end of last season where you really took that up a level. And now this year, you're, I think, about 73%. The team as a whole has been shooting really well as of late. Is that maybe something that's helped you at the free throw line?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's got me able to control my breathing in a small amount of time and really focus in on just making the free throw and not worry about anything else. And every time I do that, I see a positive result come out, and I've seen positive results in my percentages. So, yeah, I feel like it's a big part in it.
And we continue to see positive results on the court for this team. The wins continue. How do you continue to keep this up? And what is something about this team, Cody, that we haven't seen yet that you guys are capable of doing?
I feel like we can be great on both sides of the floor with this team, defensively and offensively. And I feel like we haven't shown that this year, but it's something we're going to keep harping on in practice. And, you know, the biggest difference with this team is everybody's together. Everybody's close. Everybody's talking about what's going on in the games, off the court, on the court. So I feel like with the three or four of the guys that have the mindset that we need to get better on the defense, it'll spread like a virus on our team. And hopefully towards the end of the season, we really get to that point where we're playing well on both sides.
Still look ahead to this weekend. You're taking on Cal first on Thursday. You've already played them one time. What are you expecting to see out of the Bears coming up on Thursday?
When they played here, I know we got the dub, so we're going to go to their place. They're going to be hungry, so we're going to expect them to come out aggressive, hungry for a win. And we're ready to get their best shot, to be honest, because we know it's not going to be easy. So we're looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
Do you feel, especially after this game against Washington, that, you know, you guys starting to have a target on your back now, starting 7-0 and guys are coming at you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but we just got to stick to what we're doing. You know, we can't feed into what the media is saying about us, even though we have gotten wins. There's definitely areas that we got to improve, and we got to look at it as competing against ourselves, because I feel like we can be really special if we do that.
Cody Riley, one of the best bucket getters you're going to find in the Pac-12, has his team in great position, undefeated in conference play, and they will continue to thrive as they go up against Cal next, and that'll be an exciting one. We'll be watching it. We'll be rooting and cheering you on, Cody. Thanks so much for joining Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Cody Riley, guys, is 6'9", and I was watching him go up against a 7'4" Riley Zorn in the game against Washington over the weekend, and Riley is undeterred, Cody Riley, that is, in just getting in deep position, scoring over the 7'4" guy. And then, Nick, I love the way Cody runs the floor. There was a play last week where Tiger Campbell was in transition, snuck a bounce pass, threaded it through the interior defense, and found Cody Riley for the finish. And then one more thing is the way, and we talked about this in the interview, but go back and watch the Washington game and see the screens that were set by Cody Riley and how that opened up offense for Tiger Campbell. It was a thing of beauty.
I don't want to run into a Cody Riley screen, that's for sure. Yeah, the last name Riley got the better of first name Riley in that yes. second half against Washington. Washington changed from their 2-3 zone that they traditionally run and played more of a matchup zone in that second half, blending zone and man concepts. So what that allowed, and what Mick Cronin and Cody Riley, the changes they made, is they brought Cody Riley off the block a little bit more, pulling Zorn away from the basket. That opened Cody up for his jump shots, and we know he can hit those 17-footers right around the top of the key very well, and gave him an opportunity to then attack Zorn going at the basket and back him down that way and better use his size to his advantage. So love the adjustments we saw in the second half from Cody Riley. Listen to what he's done in the last five games, Brian, averaging 13 points per game, 7 rebounds. He's shooting 58% from the floor and 83% at the free throw line. That is stellar stuff. And he has grown so much. Remember at the beginning of last season where he was struggling to get playing time early on. And now from, what was it, late January into February, much like the rest of the team, how they elevated their game at the end of last season, so did Cody Riley, and he has continued to blossom this season as well.
One of many players, 5 on this squad, who averaged double figure scoring on the season. Many more good things in Cody Riley's future on the basketball court, and we will watch in awe as he and the Bruins take on the Bears on Thursday. All right, coming up, there is one Bruin football player from last season who is now one win away from a trip to the Super Bowl. We will discuss this next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no contact delivery or no contact at the door pickup. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Hey, UCLA fans! Have you heard what the helpful SoCal Honda dealers have been up to lately? Recently, they've been helping healthcare workers by donating over 15,000 face shields to hospitals and service to frontline hospital workers Honda for free. But since everybody can use a little extra help these days, they've been volunteering at food banks around Southern California to feed those most in need and even paid rent for people struggling during these hard times. And now that SoCal is back to school remotely, the helpful Honda people gave new laptops to all 6 kids in a family that had been trying to do schoolwork on a single phone. And they can help you too with great deals on award-winning Hondas. To check out their deals, stop by your nearest Honda dealer or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. And to request your own random act of helpfulness, follow the SoCal Honda Dealers on Facebook.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday.
You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Chris Barnes, undrafted in the NFL this past season, but the former Bruin has made headway on the Green Bay Packers. In fact, he is a fulcrum on defense for this Pack squad that was able to get the job done, a win over the weekend, putting them into the NFC Championship game, taking on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. And Nick Barnes, this guy is so tough. He's playing with an injured left hand, and so they had to put a club around it, and here he is out there. And the team, the Packers, entrusts him so much. They have the radio helmet on him, so he is sort of like the field general on defense to communicate the plays. It's fantastic to see the rise of Chris Barnes. I'm not surprised one bit at what this guy's been able to do so far.
Not at all. He broke his thumb in the middle of that game against the Rams on Saturday, gets the cast put on, and then finishes the game, leads the team with 10 tackles, has the big pass breakup at the end, which you could have probably picked if you didn't have the cast on. Sounds like he'll be good to play on Sunday, though. Him, Kenny Clark, and Mercedes Lewis, the Packers are the team to root for going forward with the Bruins on there.
So true. For David Kahn, Damon Dukakis, Stephen Hartzell, Paul Engel, UCLA Communications, Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. Go Bruins.
Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.